Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1 and 2, like to speak this morning about the way of holiness. This is a very significant chapter. I've preached it many times and many parts of it, and all of these chapters seem to be coming more and more to life as world events transpire before our very eyes. Isaiah 30, 1 and 2, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt." We see here a total trust in man. And it's been the nature of man since the fall in the garden to trust man, if not himself, some other man. A total trust in the world. And we can see that now. For all practical purposes, from what I see as the way that it used to be, the church is gone, or the church is what people perceive as the church. It's gone. Even those who participated in religious activities that men call church, they're gone. They've gone down into Egypt. They turn to man, and then they, for all practical purposes, they just disappeared. And today they have disappeared. And if you don't believe that they trust in the shadow of Egypt, just see how they hide their faces. Those of you that know me, you know that this mask, it's a really significant deal to me. It's a very important deal. They hide their faces behind masks. Do you know why? Did God tell them to do that? God didn't create me with a mask. And when he clothed Adam, even in sin, he didn't cover his face. He didn't cover his mouth. He didn't cover his nose. And I'm going to tell you that if a man will take a mask to buy and sell, he'll take the mark. You can mark it. He will. Because it's just a progression. And all through these things, you see the progression, like the old quintessential camel gets his nose under the tent thing. And it is that way. That's the way that it is. And their counsel is not of the Lord. It's of man. Of Pharaoh. It's of Egypt. It's of the government. It's of man. They'll cover with whatever Pharaoh says, cover. They wear the same kind of mask. They give out these little paper. But they won't cover with God's spirit. I solely trust God concerning this present virus. I don't trust man. Matter of fact, I believe the whole thing was perpetrated by man. Allowed by God, perpetrated by man. I've not changed my life at all. It's the Lord shall keep me. We preached last week. If you turn back a chapter, go back to Isaiah 29 and look at verse 16. It's very similar to Romans chapter 9. He said, "Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding? Is he not yet the potter? Do you not have faith in the potter?" Now, I don't mean that we be ignorant. We don't be... But these things have... I've been on the earth longer than all of you. I've never had to wear a mask. And I've been in AIDS wards, and I've been in ICU units, and I've been around all manner of disease. Never had to wear a mask. Am I not the clay? But men live and act as if Pharaoh be the potter. They do. As if the government be the potter. Didn't they cry, give us Barabbas? Give us, see, that's what people, the natural man wants, you see. The government. The architect. Are we not to be citizens of a new Jerusalem? A place not built with hands? Of a heavenly city? Is this world our home? I see these people, and the world has become the home of those that profess to be God's people. It's my understanding we're only to be in it, not of it. The only reason men today are in turmoil, now hear it, is the thing in which they trust isn't as they'd have it be. And they're in derision. They don't know what to do. And so they do whatever man, whatever Pharaoh, whatever the government tells them to do. Because things aren't as they'd have them be. Do they turn to the Lord? No. They turn to man. I was watching a documentary on YouTube, Melissa and I, a couple nights ago, and it was about the rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd when the nucleus of that band was killed in 1977, and some people survived that crash. And the fellow that was talking about it, he was one of the first people on the scene. He was a local South Mississippi guy. And that thing has significance to me because I was an air traffic controller in Jackson, Mississippi. And I worked and spoke with the now deceased pilot of that airplane. I wrote a song about it some years back. The night Lynyrd Skynyrd died. He wasn't a man, by the way. It was just the name of a group. And I worked that airplane. Well, it's personal when you actually... It was a blip on a radar screen to me. But I spoke to the... And it wasn't... after I handed them off, I believe it was to New Orleans at the time. They perished. They ran out of gas. But it was interesting because you had this rock group, and we all know how they lived. And one of the fellows on the plane said that before that plane hit, they were crying out to God. These Southern rockers. At that time, you see, even the vilest or the wildest, myself included in that day. Somewhere in the back of our minds, in the back of our psyche, stood God. And he said they were crying out to God. It's sad that it takes something. Today, though, they don't do that. That thing was that was 1977, many years ago. Now they turn to man, and yet the word of God, Jeremiah 17:5, said, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Brother Jeff and I used to speak of that often, that verse. I always think of Brother Jeff when I see that verse, because he's a man that I had a discussion with that verse about many years ago. Cursed be the man that trusted in man. I quoted that to a fellow this week. And he's a very intelligent young man. You know what he asked me? What does that mean? I said, it means just what it says. But there they go, daily, walking to Egypt. And now they've even forsaken the assembling. There's no assembling. I can't tell you the importance of assembling. Oh, HEB, Walmart, Sam's, Costco, but not the church. Off they'll march every day, you see, but not to church. You'll remember Peter, he said in Acts 5:29, and they said, don't go preaching that, and don't go doing this, and don't go doing this. But he said, you remember what he said? We're to obey God rather than men. You follow man or man's law as much as humanly until it crosses God's law, until it crosses God's word. And God said not to forsake the assembling. And he didn't say except when there's bubonic plague or measles or mumps. He said don't forsake the assembling. Now listen, if you think that that's interesting, we just asked Jeff about working at home. And I'm sure it can be done because of the modern technology that we have. But if you think TV, computers, and cell phones are assembling, then you know not the Word of God. Yeah. It's not the same. But that's all part of the plan to prevent the assembling. Mark it. The so-called churches and congregations will dissipate as the dew. They will never, ever come back the way they were. And those people that are going to go back to their offices all someday, they go, okay, this might be over. I don't know if it'll ever. I read, now the UN saying we should wear masks forevermore. Did you see that? But let's, for the sake of argument, say it'll never be the same. There'll be divisions there. There'll be schisms. Where two or three are gathered, that's where he'll be. Gathered together. But no, Pharaoh says no. In California, no sing. First they couldn't sing hymns, now they can't meet. I guarantee you that the church where my daughter, son-in-law, and grandchildren go, they're not gathering this morning. I haven't spoken to them. They're in California. They're independent, fundamental King James Baptists. Oh, we can tune in. And that's no. No. If you think it's the same, we put these messages online and people listen, and that's good. It's wonderful. Or Jeff calling in by phone, or George, or any of the rest that join us by. It's not the same. It is not the same. Said, mustn't upset Pharaoh. You remember, as for this Moses, we don't know what's become of him. Well, you could put Christ's name in there today. As for this Christ, as for this Jesus, you see, they cover with a covering, but not of Christ, of Pharaoh, you see. Not of my spirit, he says. He said, they take counsel, but not of me, not of my spirit. And it's so. He says, if they were filled with the Spirit of God, they'd trust in one, Christ Jesus. My hope's built on nothing less. He only Psalm 69. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. I'm sorry, Psalm 62, verse 6. He only, I shall not be moved. Mark it, believe it, trust in it. Not Pharaoh. Believe not every spirit, we're told in 1 John. Try the spirits. And they're being made manifest even at this very hour. Not everyone, Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. You remember? Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ be in you? 2 Corinthians 13:5. I believe that the sifting of the earth has begun. And the redeemed shall be refined as pure gold. But the chaff driven with the wind. And the book speaks it. Here in Isaiah 30 and verse 8 through verse 14, he said, now go, write it before them in a table, note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come and forever and ever. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seer, see not, to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. That's going on before our very eyes right now. We let it go in the schools, and now it's in our homes. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out of a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that's broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the burning of it assured to take the fire from the hearth or to take water withal out of the pit. All these verses I've read and preached now for over 30 years coming to pass before our very eyes. This passage in Isaiah goes on to speak of their running and their fleeing, but to no avail. If you've read and believe the word of God, you know the tribulation that's coming upon this earth. I've preached fire and brimstone many times. Matter of fact, that's all I did preach, it seems. But they wouldn't hear it. They wouldn't heed. And I thought, why won't this people? You see, they're at ease in Zion. And when their worlds are troubled, they run not to God. But they go, get your mask on. They trust Pharaoh. But I have a hope for you. He said, I'll not leave you alone. I'll not leave you comfortless. I have a hope for you. Those who fear and yet trust the Lord. Turn over a few pages to Isaiah chapter 33. Verse 13. He said, hear ye that are far off what I've done, And ye that are near, acknowledge my might. Do you see? Now look at the two preceding verses, 11 and 12. Ye that conceive chaff, you bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns. Cut up shall they be burned in the fire. But who believes that? Lord, have mercy. They trusted Pharaoh. Now, the hope. I speak of those in Christ Jesus, the redeemed, the born again. Truly, you must be born again. Now hear it. I'm hitting the highway. Spoke before I prayed this morning, the old paths. I'm hitting the highway. And an highway shall be there and a way. Turn a couple more pages over to Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 8. Mark it. It'll be a blessing to you. Mark it. And an highway shall there be. And a way. God's made a way. A highway. And it shall be called the way of holiness. Now look, the unclean shall not pass over it. Amen. But it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. Glory. Where and what be this way? The way of holiness. The highway. The way of holiness. Which is spoken of. Turn over to the New Testament. Hebrews chapter 12. Starting in verse 12, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. The highway, a way. But it says the unclean shall not pass over it. So I ask you, how is it with you? How is it with your family? How is it with those about you? Are you clean through the bud? This highway was paved by the blood of the perfect Lamb of God. And it be Christ and Christ alone. Only Christ. My buckler, my shield, my redeemer, my sword, my beloved, my King and my Lord. I said there's a way. There's a highway. And it's called holy. It's called holiness. They forsook this highway long ago in the local churches. They stopped preaching holiness. They stopped preaching repentance. And they stopped preaching the foundation doctrines of the Word of God. For all practical purposes, they stopped preaching Jesus. And they made their own God. But the Bible says he shall be called Jesus. You remember that in the book of Matthew? The angel told her, said, he shall be called Jesus. Do you know? For he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. He'd be called Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Isn't that all that really matters? Amen. COVID? Lord have mercy. I'm going to die of something. But how am I going to die, sinner or saint? He shall save his people from their sins. Isn't that all that really matters? Being saved from your sins? That's all I can find. I've been studying now for a couple days. One of the most, if not the most controversial chapters in the Word of God, Romans chapter 7, and many thought. But listen, when it's all said and done, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that all that really matters? For he shall save his people from their sins. Is that not the highway of holiness? The way of holiness? That he came to save his people from their sins. Not the COVID. Not to hide our faces behind masks. I question whether those people can even walk this highway. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Blessed be the man that trusteth in Christ Jesus, my defense, my rock. I shall not be moved.